Gail has just handed me my first ever slow gin in a little, what you call these little glasses?
Shot glass.
A little shot glass, and it's absolutely amazing. The color is like almost like wine, a cran between cranberry and red currant and red wine, port. Maureen's giving me all the details here.
Taste is good.
The taste is amazing. It's my first slow gin ever, and it's homemade by Gail. It's home picked by Gail. And it tastes like something I've actually never ever tasted before. It's very difficult to describe. Okay, yes. Breakfast every day would be great, Gail. But this is trying to describe it, describe the taste. I've got to take another sip. Swaying it around in my mouth. And okay, Gail, quickly tell me, how is that made?
Well, what you do is you get your friend Wendy to pick slow berries in a very prickly slow berry bush while you encourage it.
Yes.
She's a very good picker. And then you break the skin of the slow berries and seep them in sugar and gin. And you do this after the first frost. There has to be a frost before you pick the berries.
Right.
And all of this makes a delicious drink for Christmas.
Fantastic. I must say, fantastic, fantastic. Yeah, I remember you kind of hoping for the first frost back
absolutely,
in November.
Absolutely, there was a major panic. Major panic. Very, very big panic because we weren't sure we'd find slow berries in time to get them marinated for Christmas.
How long did they have to marinate?
Well, assuming there's going to be a frost at the end of September, the slow gin then should be ready for Christmas.
Right, so about 3 months,
really? 3 months, absolutely. Ah. But it does keep and mature slow gin is marvellous.
So this is this year's?
This year's. This is the 2010 slow gin. There may indeed be a vintage next year, depends.
Fantastic,
but
yeah.
It's brilliant neat, but it's absolutely also brilliant as a champagne cocktail.
So
a shot of slow gin in the bottom of champagne glass, topped up with champagne, is absolutely to die for.
Wow. Okay, that's another thing I have to have a first of. All right. Thank you very much, Gail.